The Texas Ebola patient, Thomas Eric Duncan of Liberia, has died. Texas Health Presbyterian Hospital in Dallas announced his death in a written statement, saying it was with profound sadness and heartfelt disappointment. We must inform you of his death at 7:51 this morning. Mr. Duncan succumbed to an insidious disease. Duncan is the first person to have been diagnosed with Ebola in the U.S., admitted, you'll remember, to the hospital on September 28th, several days after he first went to the emergency room with symptoms and then was sent home. Eric Austin is with KERA Public Radio in Dallas. And Eric, it's early on, but how are people there reacting?
Hi, Robin. Well, people are reacting with sadness. This news was just announced by the hospital, but statements are already starting to come in, including from several of the public faces responding to the local Ebola response, including the mayor of Dallas, Mike Rawlings, who says he's deeply saddened to learn that Mr. Duncan passed away and that he appreciates the service of the emergency and medical personnel who worked to take care of him. But at the same time, he's also assuring the public that they are working hard to contain Ebola. Again, Mr. Duncan, while he has passed away, is the only known confirmed patient in Dallas with Ebola.
Now, what is the hospital saying, if anything, about what happened? I mean, he had recently started taking an experimental drug, but then we remember there were several days before he was treated, unlike some of the other Ebola patients who've come to the U.S. who, their Ebola was caught early on. So what are they saying? Did that drug have any impact?
The hospital has only announced his death and hasn't said anything else regarding how the treatment, if this experimental drug, brincidofovir, if it worked at all. We just don't know. The hospital has said over the past few days that he has been receiving the treatment. He received that experimental drug starting over the weekend and continued to get it through the early part of this week. Now, keep in mind that there were, when we think about the other Ebola patients in the U.S., missionaries from West Africa who were treated at Emory Hospital in Atlanta last month, or back in August, that they had received a different type of drug to treat Ebola. And that drug they had run out of. It's hard to produce. It takes a long time to produce. So that other drug was not available for Mr. Duncan. Mr. Duncan's condition had been critical the past several days. He had been on a ventilator. He had been receiving kidney dialysis. So he'd been critical but stable condition as of yesterday afternoon.
Well, this is sad news. It's got to be chilling, for people in the area. Kind of stunning. But also a question has to be asked. He was the first to be diagnosed. It's also the first body that has to be disposed of. We know that Ebola is most contagious in the days after the death of a patient when unprotected contact with infected bodily fluids, there's a very high risk of transmission. So do we know what's going to happen?
We don't know at this time, Robin. The CDC has said, though, that they are confident in the hospital's ability to treat the patient. And also keep in mind that the apartment that he was visiting in Dallas before he got sick had been thoroughly decontaminated starting last Friday and over the weekend. That involved taking a lot of barrels of material out of his apartment and then finally disposing of them and incinerating the bins. So we know what has happened to his personal belongings, but we don't know at this time what will happen to the body.
Yeah. And where are we in the 21-day incubation period for his family members, for instance, who came in contact with him?
We're still about halfway through. It's a 21-day period. Day 8 to day 10 is really the critical period. And the state health commissioner said yesterday that we are in a very critical period right now. This week is crucial. So they need to stay on top of all these contacts, about 50 people who might have been in contact with Mr. Duncan. They continue to get daily temperature checks. As of yesterday afternoon, we were told that no one had shown any signs of Ebola, no symptoms, no temperature, no fevers at this time. But they continue to monitor those patients.
Those potential contacts. Right. Eric Austin with KERA in Dallas. Thanks so much.
Thanks, Robin.